For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Sweden's Thomas Lindell, along with Americans Paul Modrick and Aziz Sankar, have won this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has given them the honor for their work on mechanistic studies of DNA repair. Their work maps how cells repair damaged DNA, a process considered fundamental in human biology. Chemistry is the third award in the Nobel lineup. The Nobel Committee has already announced the winners of physics and medicine. Chinese researcher Tuyu Yu is among those sharing the Nobel Prize for Medicine for her research into a treatment for malaria. China and the EU have held their latest round of a joint committee meeting in Brussels, with both sides exchanging opinions on bilateral and multilateral economic and trade issues. The main goal of the meeting was to fulfill the results and consensus of the China-EU leaders meeting in June and the fifth China-EU high-level economic and trade dialogue, which was held in September. The Chinese Minister of Commerce Gao Hucheng said that China and the EU are each other's most important trading partners and that the strong economic and trade relationship has become the solid foundation and motive of the China-EU Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. A Chinese Navy fleet has begun a five-day visit to Poland. The visit is the first of its kind by the Chinese Navy to the NATO and EU member state. The fleet includes a destroyer, a frigate, and a supply vessel. During their stay in Poland's Navy port of Gdynia, Chinese and Polish naval officers will discuss counterterrorism, as well as hold a soccer match and a rowing race. The public will be allowed to visit the ships during the open day. The president-designate of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank has said the bank is interested in financing infrastructure projects in Pakistan. Jin Lee Chun made the remarks during his first visit to Pakistan since he was named the official candidate for the bank's presidency in August. Jin said Pakistan has a great potential in the infrastructure sector, especially in energy, transport, electric power, seaports, urban development, and water supply. China's top anti-graft body says Su Shulin, governor of East China's Fujian province, has been put under investigation for suspected serious disciplinary offenses. Su is also the deputy chief of the Communist Party of Fujian Provincial Committee. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank president have called for the removal of subsidies on fossil fuels that are worth more than $5 trillion a year. Speaking from Lima, IMF chief Christine Lagarde has said she also supported the immediate need for carbon taxes so that the burning of fossil fuels can fund clean energy replacements. World Bank president Jim Yong Kim said more funds were going to be needed to finance smart infrastructure. Meanwhile, UN Climate Talks executive secretary Cristina Figueres said advances had been made to tackle climate change. The lending institutions hold their annual meetings away from their Washington headquarters every 3 years. U.S. President Barack Obama has apologized to Doctors Without Borders for an airstrike that hit the organization's clinic in Afghanistan. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest confirmed the news on Wednesday in Washington. Last weekend, a U.S.-led airstrike in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz killed 22 civilians, including 12 staff members of Doctors Without Borders. The U.S. military has since admitted that the strike was a mistake. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that his country's military campaign in Syria is going well. Putin made the remarks during an appearance on Russian television on Wednesday. Putin also asked his defense minister to continue working with the U.S.-led international coalition in Syria. The Russian defense minister said on Wednesday that four Russian missile carrier ships have also carried out strikes in Syria. He added Russia was ready to enter an agreement with the U.S. to coordinate actions in Syria. FIFA presidential contender Chung Moon-jun has said he is planning to sue the outgoing FIFA president Sepp Blatter for at least $100 million. The 79-year-old Blatter is being investigated by Swiss authorities for financial wrongdoing. Chung said that his legal action would be launched in the Swiss courts and pledged to return any damages to FIFA. Newly crowned swimming world champion Ning Zitao of China has claimed two gold medals at the 6 Military World Games in South Korea. Ning, who won a historic men's 50-meter gold medal at the Swimming World Championships in Kazan, Russia in August, timed 22.35 seconds to win the event at the Military World Games. He also led the Chinese team to win the 4x200-meter freestyle relay in 7:20.85, a new competition record. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.